Wahyu pasal 9. Lalu malaikat yang kelima meniup sangkakalanya, dan aku melihat sebuah bintang yang jatuh dari langit ke atas bumi, dan kepadanya diberikan anak kunci lubang jurang maut.
Chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit.
Maka dibukanyalah pintu lubang jurang maut itu. Lalu naiklah asap dari lubang itu bagaikan asap tanur besar, dan matahari dan angkasa menjadi gelap oleh asap lubang itu.
And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit.
Dan dari asap itu berkeluaranlah belalang-belalang ke atas bumi, dan kepada mereka diberikan kuasa, sama seperti kuasa kalajengking-kalajengking di bumi.
And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power.
Dan kepada mereka dipesankan, supaya mereka jangan merusakkan rumput-rumput di bumi, atau tumbuh-tumbuhan, ataupun pohon-pohon, melainkan hanya manusia yang tidak memakai meterai Allah di dahinya.
And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads.
Mereka diperkenankan bukan untuk membunuh manusia, melainkan hanya untuk menyiksa mereka 5 bulan lamanya, dan siksaan itu seperti siksaan kalajengking apabila ia menyengat manusia.
And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man.
Dan pada masa itu orang-orang akan mencari maut, tetapi mereka tidak akan menemukannya, dan mereka akan ingin mati, tetapi maut lari dari mereka.
And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them.
Dan rupa belalang-belalang itu sama seperti kuda yang disiapkan untuk peperangan. Dan di atas kepala mereka ada sesuatu yang menyerupai mahkota emas, dan muka mereka sama seperti muka manusia.
And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men.
Dan rambut mereka sama seperti rambut perempuan, dan gigi mereka sama seperti gigi singa.
And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions.
Dan dada mereka sama seperti batu sirah, dan bunyi sayap mereka bagaikan bunyi kereta-kereta yang ditarik banyak kuda yang sedang lari ke medan peperangan.
And they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle.
Dan ekor mereka sama seperti kalajengking, dan ada sengatnya, dan di dalam ekor mereka itu terdapat kuasa mereka untuk menyakiti manusia 5 bulan lamanya.
And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months.
Dan raja yang memerintah mereka ialah malaikat jurang maut. Namanya dalam bahasa Ibrani ialah Abaddon, dan dalam bahasa Yunani ialah Apollyon.
And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon.
Celaka yang pertama sudah lewat. Sekarang akan menyusul 2 celaka lagi.
Apollyon. one woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter.
Lalu malaikat yang keenam meniup sangkakalanya, dan aku mendengar suatu suara keluar dari keempat tanduk mesbah emas yang di hadapan Allah.
And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God.
Dan berkata kepada malaikat yang keenam yang memegang sangkakala itu,
lepaskanlah keempat malaikat yang terikat dekat sungai besar Efrat itu.
Saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates.
Maka dilepaskanlah keempat malaikat yang telah disiapkan bagi jam dan hari, bulan dan tahun untuk membunuh sepertiga dari umat manusia.
And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year for to slay the third part of men.
Dan jumlah tentara itu ialah 20,000 laksa pasukan berkuda. Aku mendengar jumlah mereka.
And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, and I heard the number of.
Maka demikianlah aku melihat dalam penglihatan ini kuda-kuda dan orang-orang yang menungganginya. Mereka memakai baju sirah, merah api dan biru dan kuning belerang warnanya. Kepala kuda-kuda itu sama seperti kepala singa, dan dari mulutnya keluar api dan asap dan belerang.
Thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth, and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone.
Oleh ketiga malapetaka ini, dibunuh sepertiga dari umat manusia, yaitu oleh api, dan asap, dan belerang yang keluar dari mulutnya.
These three was the third part of men killed by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths.
Sebab kuasa kuda-kuda itu terdapat di dalam mulutnya dan di dalam ekornya. Sebab ekornya sama seperti ular. Mereka berkepala dan dengan kepala mereka itu, mereka mendatangkan kerusakan.
For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt.
Tetapi manusia lain yang tidak mati oleh malapetaka itu, tidak juga bertobat dari perbuatan tangan mereka. Mereka tidak berhenti menyembah roh-roh jahat dan berhala-berhala dari emas dan perak, dari tembaga, batu dan kayu yang tidak dapat melihat atau mendengar atau berjalan.
And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk.
Dan mereka tidak bertobat daripada pembunuhan, sihir, percabulan, dan pencurian.
Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts.